Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. About 3.6 million people in the U.S. are currently infected with the coronavirus and therefore contagious to others. That's according to new estimates by researchers at Columbia University. NPR's Nurit Eisenman has more.
The estimates were provided to NPR by Jeffrey Shaman, whose team at Columbia University has built a computer model that uses existing data, such as the number of known coronavirus cases, in order to estimate the answer to key questions, including what share of cases have been going unreported. His finding? Only about 16% of cases are currently showing up in official reports. That's only a slight improvement since the start of the pandemic. As for the actual number of people with active infections, it has gone up dramatically from about 446,000 back in late April to 1.5 million in late July to that current estimate of 3.6 million. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
The study comes as the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center shows the U.S. COVID-19 death toll now exceeding 250,000. Just a week after it was first revealed, promising test results from pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, the company says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company says its latest results also show the vaccine appears to be safe and protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed in order to seek emergency approval for limited use of what is still a fairly short supply of the vaccine at a time the coronavirus pandemic is worsening around the world. As new cases of COVID-19 continue to climb in the Midwest, hospitals in Wisconsin are reaching capacity. Bridget Bowden of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
State health officials reported a record high number of new COVID-19 cases today, with nearly 8,000 new infections. Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm says only 9% of ICU beds in the state are available, and hospitals are experiencing a surge of patients.
We have got to stay home. We have got to wear masks. We have got to do the work together to stop the spread so that we are not in a place where we can't get our hands on enough healthcare workers to serve the folks who need hospitalization in the state of Wisconsin.
The state's emergency field hospital currently has 22 patients. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bowden in Madison.
President-elect Joe Biden says he's hopeful Republicans will be more willing to allocate money to state and local governments once President Trump leaves office. Biden saying when he assumes office in January, he'll make such funding a top priority. Democratic president-elect seems to be suggesting some GOP members worried about crossing the president have resisted calls for local funding as part of a pandemic relief measure. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 344 points. The Nasdaq fell 97 points. This is NPR. There's been a significant doping suspension in Major League Baseball. MLB says New York Mets second baseman Robinson Cano will miss all of next season without pay. That's after he tested positive for an anabolic steroid banned by baseball. More from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Robinson Cano's ban is 162 games, the length of a normal MLB regular season. He also has to forfeit his $24 million salary for 2021. The punishment is severe because this is Cano's second doping ban. In 2018, he missed 80 games when he was with the Seattle Mariners. In a statement, Mets president Sandy Alderson said the team is extremely disappointed Cano broke baseball's anti-doping rules. Cano tested positive for stanozolol, a powerful steroid used as a performance enhancer by some athletes. It was behind one of the most infamous cases of Olympic doping in 1988 when sprinter Ben Johnson was stripped of the 100 meters gold medal. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop expelling immigrant children who crossed the southern border alone, the move halting a policy that's resulted in thousands of deportations of minors during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan issuing a preliminary injunction sought by legal groups suing on behalf of children who the government has been seeking to expel before they could request asylum. So far, it's estimated at least 8,800 unaccompanied children have been expelled by the current administration since March as part of its rules about immigrant children crossing the border alone. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.